Work as F asterisk asterisk K. TLDR, the modern work left is shaped less by classical Marxism than by a mix of institutional incentives, social media dynamics, demographic change, and cultural shifts within highly educated Western societies. Some commentators argue that evolutionary mismatch and redirected social instincts help explain the emotional intensity of modern activist politics, though these explanations remain contested. Young Western women have moved more progressive on identity and harm-related issues than young men, contributing to a widening cultural and political divide. Declining fertility, delayed family formation, and technological substitution increasingly reshape relationships and social cohesion. Religious communities often resist these trends through stronger family norms, denser communal structures, and higher fertility rates. The West now faces a demographic and cultural reckoning as ancient social instincts interact with radically new technologies and institutions. What happened to old friendships? A man loses a 30-year friend after one too many attempts at nuance. The friend, self-described as woke as fuck, declares the relationship over. Sacred topics now trigger ostracism instead of debate. Independent thinking gets labeled bigotry. Variations of this story increasingly appear across Western societies, where political disagreement is more likely to be moralized than in previous decades. The pattern feels new in its speed and emotional intensity. Social media accelerates conflict, amplifies reputational pressure, and rewards public signaling over private tolerance. Critics describe this environment as cancel culture. Supporters describe it as accountability. Both interpretations capture part of the phenomenon. Brett Weinstein and Heather Haying have argued that evolutionary mismatch may also contribute to the emotional force behind some modern activist movements. In conversations including the Joe Rogan Experience, they suggest that instincts associated with protection, social cohesion, and threat sensitivity may partially redirect toward ideological causes in low fertility, highly institutional societies. This remains a speculative and contested explanation rather than settled scientific consensus, but it attempts to explain why abstract political disputes increasingly feel personal and existential. Why are Western women the loudest voices? Survey data from the United States and several Western countries show a growing ideological divide between young men and young women, particularly on questions of identity, equity, speech, and social harm. Young women have generally shifted more progressive, while many young men have remained centrist or moved modestly rightward. Women are also increasingly represented in sectors such as media, academia, law, education, and HR. Some critics, including Helen Andrews in The Great Feminization, argue that these institutional changes coincided with stronger norms around emotional safety, reputational management, and consensus enforcement. Others argue these shifts simply reflect broader expectations of professionalism and inclusion. This should not be reduced to caricature or biological determinism. Average sex differences in agreeableness, harm avoidance, and preference for social cohesion are well documented in psychology research, but how those differences interact with institutions, technology, and politics remains debated. Culture is shaped by many overlapping forces, including economics, education, religion, media incentives, and generational change. Why the inward focus on Western patriarchy? Critics of modern progressive activism often argue that Western institutions devote disproportionate attention to symbolic or linguistic conflicts within affluent societies, while comparatively less attention goes towards severe forms of oppression affecting women globally, including forced marriage, honor violence, female genital mutilation, and legal subjugation in some countries. supporters of progressive activism counter that domestic issues such as discrimination, harassment, and unequal treatment remain important even in wealthy societies, and that activism is not a zero-sum moral enterprise. Still, the contrast raises an uncomfortable question. Why do symbolic conflicts inside relatively prosperous Western societies often command more cultural attention than more extreme forms of suffering elsewhere? Part of the answer may lie in proximity, media incentives, institutional priorities, and the tendency for people to focus moral energy on the environments they directly inhabit and can influence. What happens when biology meets technology and low fertility? Men and women evolved under different reproductive pressures and incentives, shaping average behavioral differences around risk, mating, and long-term pair bonding. Modern technology increasingly disrupts those older social patterns. AI companions, algorithmic entertainment, pornography, and eventually more advanced synthetic relationship substitutes may reduce the incentive for some people to pursue difficult real-world relationships. Early research on heavy parasocial and AI companion usage suggests potential links to social withdrawal for some users, though long-term evidence remains limited. Meanwhile, dating, marriage, and fertility rates continue to decline across much of the developed world. Young adults report historically high levels of loneliness and sexlessness compared with previous generations. The provisional U.S. general fertility rate reached roughly 53.1 births per 1,000 women ages 15-44 in 2025, with total fertility remaining well below replacement level. Unlike earlier fertility declines tied primarily to economic crises, today's patterns appear connected to broader structural and cultural changes. Delayed marriage, housing costs, career incentives, weakened religious participation, online life, and changing expectations around family formation. Where do religious communities fit? High-commitment religious groups remain partial exceptions to many of these trends. Amish communities, ultra-Orthodox Jews, and some conservative Christian populations continue to maintain fertility rates substantially above secular averages. Pew Research and related demographic studies consistently show religious affiliation correlating with somewhat higher completed fertility and earlier family formation. Strong kin networks, communal support structures, shared norms, and clearer expectations around marriage and children appear to buffer some of the pressures associated with hyper-individualistic modern life. These communities are not immune to technological and cultural change, but they often retain social mechanisms that secular societies weakened or abandoned. Can the pattern correct? The modern West was built on trade-offs that initially appeared overwhelmingly beneficial: expanded educational opportunity, female workforce participation, sexual autonomy, technological convenience, and delayed family formation. Many of those gains remain real and significant. At the same time, critics argue that some second-order effects are becoming harder to ignore: declining fertility, weakening social trust, ideological polarization, loneliness, and increasingly fragile personal relationships. Religious and high-trust communal subcultures demonstrate that alternative social arrangements remain possible, though whether they can scale beyond minority populations is unclear. The larger challenge is likely not a return to older social models, but learning how to sustain stable families, social cohesion, and open disagreement under conditions radically different from those humans evolved for. Their instincts are ancient. The environment is new. Understanding the interaction between the two without reducing complex social change to simplistic moral narratives may be the only serious path forward. Sources: Helen Andrews, The Great Feminization, Compact, October 2025. Brett Weinstein and Heather Hain, The Joe Rogan Experience, #2408, November 2025. CDC National Vital Statistics System, Provisional 2025 Fertility Data. Pew Research Center, Religious Landscape Study 2025. NBC News / Reuters Gen Z Polling 2025. General Social Survey and Related Studies on AI Companion Usage and Sexlessness Trends, 2024-2025.